But he said, you know, I want to change all of that. He said, I've been thinking about life, and I realize I've just been living here. I'm short-sighted. I've been living from one day to another. I've looked at the church, I've looked at religion, I've looked at the Bible, and I could always find something wrong with it. But he said, the class of people I've been associating with my wife, he said, you know, they've made quite a few demands of us. He said, it's very difficult to keep up with all the demands that society's making. Apparently this fellow, because of his health, had come to the place that, well, it was just wasn't for his good health to imbibe or to drink. And yet when he got to these cocktail parties, when he got to these places where it was the common thing for everybody to drink with everyone else, this thing became distasteful to him. This thing became boring to him. He knew this was hurting his health. He knew this was cutting his life short. Now, whether you believe that or not, that can actually happen. It happens every day. And he said, you know, it's more demanding to live a life in the world than it is to live a life for the Lord. So present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Let it be holy and acceptable in his sight. But this whole thing is based upon a spiritual worship. You see, the word reasoning here in the last part of that first verse refers to the thinking process of man. The Lord doesn't ask us to do anything unreasonable. But frankly, I wouldn't use this verse to try to prove that. I would use this verse to simply say that when he talks about a reasonable service, it is a spiritual worship. It's a thinking on our mind of where we're going, what we're doing, and what is essential to our life. So the thing that most of us need to do, I believe, friends, is raise our sights. We're just simply looking at the things about us in this life, and we realize those things can cause us to fall short before the Lord. You know, I trust as we bring this broadcast to you today that you are living for life. If you haven't got into this race for a living life, we trust that you do it today. Let your friend and neighbors of the Church of Christ help you. If you want to study the Bible in your home or publicly, why, let it be known. Get in contact with the Church of Christ that brings you this broadcast, and plan to be with us next time as we're going to talk farther, well, about living for life, in general, about the messages of life. May God bless us as we obey that marvelous and that wonderful truth that is able to make all men free.